Why are we born to the parents that we're born to? Is there a purpose to that?
Well, everything that you are living, just like now, what you're thinking and therefore offering vibrationally and what comes to you is always a vibrational match. So from your non-physical, non-resistant stance prior to coming forth into this physical experience, you were offering a vibration that exactly matched the physical equivalent of the placement and the timing of your birth every single time. It's interesting because as we visit with our physical friends, often they say, I made a big mistake. From their human physical perspective, Esther teases, I'm sure I didn't choose or I would have been born in Malibu. But what we're wanting you to realize is that you did choose vibrationally. And even more important, you did choose well vibrationally, because from that non-physical vantage point from which you made that choice, there was no resistance within you. So then you say, well, if that's true, then why would I have chosen something that wasn't all that great? And we say, because from your broader non-physical perspective, you saw it as the perfect contrasting opportunity that it was to help you hit the ground running, to help you get things into your vibrational escrow early on. You got to remember that as you were born, each and every one of you, as you made the decision to come forth into this physical body, you were worthy, feeling, invincible, genius creators. And you saw all of it as an opportunity. And you knew that this was an environment where there was this stream flowing and that you could put your boat in the river anywhere that you are, and it didn't matter if you put it over here with ornery parents or over here with poverty parents or over here with more enlightened parents or over here with ecstatic, elated parents. It didn't matter where you put your boat in the water, because the stream's moving and everything you want's downstream, and you're born with guidance to let you know whether you're going that way or that way. So it seemed to you like it did not matter. And it did not matter till you got here and got all wrapped up in the contrasting part of it and started beating the drum of what you don't want more than following the stream of what you do want, you see. We want you to feel with us the effervescence of life that we feel for you. We want you to begin to realize that even when for a long time you beat the drum of what you don't want, that there's a counter value in that, because every time you know what you don't want, you ask more clearly what you do want, and every time you ask, it is given. So there's no way of losing. So what that's saying is some of you deliberately thought it was a really good idea to put yourself in very strong conditions that would cause you to launch lots of rockets of desires, because you wanted to get that river going faster and you believed in your ability to sense which way was downstream and which way was upstream. So here's the thing that we think is the most interesting as we watch so many of you. Some of you are willing to put up with a lot more discomfort before you make the decision to turn and go with the flow. And that's really where we come in. That's our greatest advantage to you, because our message to you is we were in your physical form and we got the picture that we are source energy in a physical body, and we got an understanding that contrast is meant to cause expansion and that you can't stop expanding, and that every emotion you feel is about how well you're keeping up with your own expansion or not. Then we would begin in the moment of that understanding, and we would demand of ourselves better feeling thoughts. We just would not allow the sloppy thinking that we have picked up along our physical trail. We would just begin demanding better feeling thoughts. We would lie in our bed, and if we have a thought about some creepy employer who seems to not know who we are and is not giving us what we deserve and is taking advantage of us in this way and this way and this way, and we feel the discord of that in our belly, we would lie in our bed and we would deliberately ask ourselves, is there not something that I could think about this person that would give me a little sense of relief? And we would lie there with that subject on our mind until we had accomplished a sense of relief. And in accomplishing a sense of relief, that relationship with that person will take on a new stance, because we would have shifted in this universe and our point of attraction would have shifted. And then as soon as tomorrow, as we are interacting with that person, as we see the shift because of our willingness to find the thought that's more in keeping with who we really are, we would show ourselves our ability to deliberately create our experience. Once you have shown yourself under any situation your ability to change the way something in your world is responding to you because you've shifted your vibrational stance on it, now now you understand why you would be willing to come into contrasting experiences because you feel invincible. You know that there isn't anything that you can't figure out. And in fact, the figuring it out is the fun of life. If you are a tennis player, you're not looking around for people that you can whip all the time. You want somebody that extracts from you better tennis playing. You want somebody that can volley with you, but you want somebody that can give you stuff that you're going to have to reach to get. You want somebody with really good timing because you want them to extract really good timing for you. You don't want lethargy. You want excellence. You don't want sameness. You want expansion. You don't want dying. You want living. You don't want ceasing. You want becoming. In other words, you like this contrast because this contrast is what brings the life from you, and it's life moving through you that is life, you see. You just can't find something to want without knowing what you don't want. It's just finding the balance of that that is so delicious. When you're born, that eagerness for life, that's the way you expected to feel always. And the way people view life is absolutely about their placement in the stream. And it's not about how close to the goodies they are. It's about whether they're moving with the flow of their stream or against the flow of their stream. That's all that there is. And when you start insisting that you train yourself downstream, 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 then what begins to happen is things begin showing up so easily for you, and you begin to have such confidence in your ability to create anything that then greater contrasting experiences put bigger things over there. And the bigger things that ring your bells more when you turn in the direction of them, then life is really, really intoxicating. You did not say, give me an easy path. You said, give me a stimulating path. You did not say, give me the easy way. You said, give me the stimulating way that will inspire the best from me. You did not say, bring me people that will always agree with me. You said, let me interact with others so that the independent nature of my being will triumph, and so that who I really am as a creator will spawn from me. And help me to always be sensitive to the way I feel so that I will know whether I'm letting myself keep up to speed with me or not. That's what you said. And when you keep up to speed, you love everything that brought you to where you are. And when you're not up to speed, you hate everything that brought you to where you are, you see. Good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.